natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. It's about 3:01 on November 2nd. I can't believe it's November. Our weather is so beautiful here. I'm going to give you the detailed forecast real quick. If you happen to be in the central New Jersey area, mostly cloudy tonight with a low about 54. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm mainly after 3 in the afternoon. Patchy fog before 9 a.m. with a high about 75 on Thursday. Showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 9 p.m. Then a chance of showers between 9 p.m. and midnight. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low about 44. It's going to be really nice Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, actually. Friday, sunny all day with a high of 56 and then mostly clear with a low of 32 on Friday night. Sunny again with a high of 57 on Saturday, and then Saturday night partly cloudy with a low about 39, mostly sunny again all day on Sunday with a high of 57 and a low of 34, and then again, as usual on Mondays, sunny all day with a high of 57 and a low of 35. We're going to go to our quick break again. This is Talented People. Thanks for making us number one on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce streaming live across the nation radio programming. Talented People, we appreciate listening, you listening in, and I just want to let you know, if you stay with us, we're going to be talking about talented people. I have two in studio. Bart Jackson, a familiar name to you all. He is the host of The Art of the CEO and other major book publications under Prometheus Books. And his guest with me today is a fashion trend setter and a forecaster. Her name's Emily Liu. So stay with us. We'll be right back. And again, thanks for making us number one.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. Hope you're having a great day. I wanted to let you all know about something going on here in the Hunterdon County area by the Chamber of Commerce. The Business and Home, the 28th Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase is happening along with the 100-year celebration of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the only Chamber of Commerce, by the way, that has their own radio station streaming live across the nation. This event is going to be in Hunterdon County on Thursday, November 10th at the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Fieldhouse. from 2 to 7. And basically, we're saying buy local, buy 100. And if you happen to be around here, again, it's the Business and Home Expo. It's always a great time. All the restaurants participate. You can come in, and there's free admission. So if you have a chance, make sure you stop by, put that on the to-do list. So now we're back to our show. And I'm so happy today because I've got one of my best friends in studio. His name's Bart Jackson. As I'm sure you know him many times over the years that we've been on the show. He's come in. He's the publisher of Bart's books and Prometheus books. And he is also the host of a very popular show called The Art of the CEO. And I just adore him. I love him to death. He's a character, that's for sure. And that's what we love about him. And he's also brought his guest today, Emily Liu, who is a forecaster and the owner of Fashion Trend Post, which Bart's going to tell us all about. So welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jeannie. And it is always good to sit here and bask in your exuberant, eloquent glow, as you do so, every. And this woman is great, ladies and gentlemen. Her voice comes smooth as silk. And we were just saying that mine, unfortunately, is about as smooth as a splintered door. Nonetheless, moving on. Jeannie, I want you to know that what I did was I took the title of your show to heart. And I said, I'm going to bring me a very talented person to your presence. And I got something. I got an idea. And then I stumbled across Emily Liu. Now, Emily is a fashion forecaster. So all of you ladies say yes, of course. And every single gentleman out there says, huh? What? We don't know what fashion forecast is. But of course, gentlemen, you and I get dressed in the dark. So what difference does that make? So anyway, I thought I allow me to introduce you a woman who handles the long-range planning of fashion. In other words, she knows what you're going to wear next year, and she also knows why. Emily, how do you do?
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. And actually, I don't know if anybody noticing, even as a woman, we love shopping. Mm-hmm. And when you go to a shop in the new season, I don't know, have you ever you wondering why is the different brands, are they all carrying the same color? Do they discuss before? Actually, they're always the source of information for all the brand developing. Yeah, that's why they're very creative, but it's under one frame, under one some guidelines. Yeah, that's why every season you will see, even with a different brand, actually the similar color was appearing. Yeah, exactly.
Well, now that's interesting because I know that brands come. I had always thought that somewhere in the dark cavern, a batch of very well-dressed male designers sat there and said, this year's color will be black. And this is the way it was. It was a dictatorship. And talking to you on The Art of the CEO, you said, oh, no, well, it used to be. But now the fashions and styles are more of a democracy. How's that go?
Exactly. It used to be that way. Yes, it is red. There is some very dominant brand or person, actually. Yeah, they could dominate the market. It used to be like that. Yeah, because the fashion used to be much slower. There's the autumn, winter, spring, summer, two season, very simple. Mm-hmm. But now it's different. It's thanks to the internet. Because thanks to the internet, everybody, they can expressing their point of view. Like in the runway, the catwalk, the front seat used to be reserved for those who have media power, say journalists or say celebrity. But now they reserve the seat for the blogger with the millions of fans over the internet. They reserve it for the blogger. Yeah. So it's already changed. Yeah. So even the very high fashion designer brand, they now took the inspiration from the street. Yes. Oh. So it's definitely democracy right now.
So tell us a little bit, like, I would like to know, it kind of reminds me of, like, the car industry, watching that movie Uncle Vinny or whatever, where they talk about, oh, it was a metallic green from 1964 and all the cars that came out that year. So what you're saying is that there are, because of the internet and because of so many more people being able to express their own unique ways, they can chime in and share to their fans, but there still is an underlying commonness to what's going on and it's happening rapidly instead of twice a year. Is that right?
What I mean is that now the elements and what is happening is much faster. So that's why they need a trend forecasting service. It used to be trend forecasting service. It was like a printed book with two seasons, like two books a year. Mm-hmm. Very slow. And the printer to probably be prepared to the 6 months ahead. But now, most of the fast fashion brand, they claim, they have the style, new style every day. So that is already out of date since the internet blooming in year 2000. The trend forecasting industry also changed the gear to internet base, so they can collect information about industry and the trade show every day and getting faster and faster. That's what we do. Yeah, so serve the industry.
Well, you know, Jeannie, I'd like you to think about something. You're very savvy in business. How many businesses do you know that can manage a magazine called Women's Wear Daily? This is a huge volume that comes out daily. This shows, this is not like Wired rumbles along once every month. So do most trade magazines. But you've got this head-spinning revolution of fashion all taking place. And at the same time, you're trying to garner not what I want, but you're trying to guess what the client wants to wear.
No, it's not by guessing. Actually, it's just like a stand in the stock market. You forecast the stock.
If you think it's like the stock market, then we are guessing.
Yeah, it's either going up or going down as a number. And as a color, say yellow, it's either going stronger or getting weaker. So because we look at the track very carefully and very closely, so we can give the conclusion. You can keep on developing this color or not. You can keep on developing this pattern or not. Yeah, so it's evolving all the time, and we were watching it. That's why we can give the conclusion after we collecting all the information globally.
I want to learn a little bit more about you so we can actually get further into this, because it's so fascinating to me. And, you know, it's always fun to learn about something that you don't know, which I don't think our listeners out there understand that fashion forecasting and the fashion industry as well as we'd like to today. So, Emily, tell us about you as fashiontrendpost.com. And what do you do where did your experience come from and how did you get to this place?
I was starting my career in fashion industry by establishing brands for department store. That was in Asia. In Asia, most of the city, the department store is very, very competitive. We probably have a department store every 500 meters. That's incredible. And we cannot repeat the brand over and over again to distinguish ourselves. So we need to have a brand of ourselves. Yeah, then that is in Taiwan. And so when we do that, we need to have a very special brand. So my job is creating the brand. Every year, I create the brand for women's wear accessory. I manage a cosmetic brand. I have a very solid experience of how to create the brand at the market. What is going to sell? And I do know. And so later in 2003, and the internet was blooming, and I was in London. I joined the fashion forecasting company. And that time, fashion is the time, fashion getting faster and faster. And the fashion forecasting company, they have the information, but how the information is going to put into the product, I have tons of experiences. So that's why I can give the consultancy to our customer and our client. So I've been doing that for since 2003.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents do, were they in fashion or for something like?
My parents, no, in total different. My father had a company doing with Germany. That's for agriculture and fertilizing. That's totally
it's a very masculine company.
Not quite the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, the thing is that you say you gather data, and I think that's charming. We should all, but I have two people sitting in this studio here who really know how to gather data and put a brand out there. Jeannie is an exquisite marketer. She, she can even sell my stuff. And as you say, what will sell. All right, I'm going to give you something. A new style of blouse has just come up. So here's the challenge, Lee, and you're in the department store. And you know it's good. You know it's going to be hot. All right. Give me, each of you, I'd like you to give me two things that are going to make the Bart Jackson department store's new black blouse sell. What would you do? How would you establish my brand, you marketers, you?
I would probably dress everybody up on the same day in the same outfit, like as close to possible, and have them all standing in the most popular register areas with like something flashy, like a scarf or something, so everybody would notice, and then they would go, well, I want a shirt like that. I don't know. I'm not in the fashion industry, but if I had to hit the button, Family Feud, that's what I would do. What would you do? You're the expert.
Well, The very common way right now to handling for a big company or for even for brand and high fashion, we cooperate with blogger and vlogger.
Yeah, right.
They ask them to wear.
Yeah, and the celebrities, right?
Exactly. Oh. The celebrity used to be like a movie star, but now like using the blog and vlogger, they already have the fans there. So they kind of accidentally wear something, but it's not accidentally.
Right.
Or, yes.
Right. Do you do that? Is that what you do?
Oh, we do that. Yeah. When a retailer. Very commonly do that. They even have a contract sometimes to see how much exposure for certain kind of things. Yeah. But I mean, but my role is more, we're standing at a point where the product is made 18 months ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this is for the forecast.
So you're forecasting the volume to put in your name on it. Oh boy, that's interesting.
18 months ahead, and because in this fashion industry, the first one need to know is the fabric designer, because the fabric designer need to get the fabric ready. So later on, they don't need to make a decision 18 months ahead what color it has to be. And half a year later, the garment is going to put the order for them. And so he has to know. I only have to know what is going to be hit at 18 months after. That's a tough question. How do I know? What do they know? So that's why they would go for professional like us for... What's the conclusion? So what we do is before their product development, we work with them, given the map of that season, what is 18 months after and what it's going to be. We have the guidelines, and they're going to positioning themselves, because not every brand have their character. They have their own customer. They know what customer need and how they position themselves.
We're going to go to a break real quick. I'm totally into this. This is so much fun, Mark.
It's fabulous.
Thanks for bringing.
Right.
And I also want to find out, like, in your fashion industry, is it the same? Is there certain areas like children and then parents? Is there a specialty here? Let's find out more about that. This is Talented People. We are number one. So excited because of you guys out there listening. Thank you so much. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:16, and we're going to our 3:17 break, and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening and stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, welcome back to our show. It's Talented People. It's already 3:19, if you can believe it, on November 2nd. And I'm so happy to have our guests in studio, one of my best friends here, Bart Jackson. I love having him in the show every time. And he's brought a fashion trend expert and forecaster and owner of a company, fashiontrendpost.com, Emily Liu. And so we're learning about fashion, right, Bart?
Oh, yes, yes. I know that many people have said that it would be better if I stayed inside than wore what I normally do. They say my dress is the charm of an untipped waiter, but what do I know? What I want to know from this amazing marketing scour and fact scour, you say you assemble the data. And you do this worldwide. This is all charming. I am Macy's. I have 22% of the market. I made $28.3 billion in apparel last year. So we're talking, yes, big and global. What do you do to get this, quote, information on for your predictions? How do you do it?
Actually, trend forecasting company, they have a journalist stationed in every fashion city. Yeah, so basically there is some information just that you have to get. It's like a catwalk, it's like a trade show in all over the world. The fabric have fabric trade show, menswear, womenswear, children's wear, and we basically have to collect all the brands are whether they're selling every day in every men's city, from high trend brand or to middle price brand, the mainstream brand, what they are selling, and we take a photo from the window, from their display. So we get tons of information every day coming.
You photograph the windows. You go to the window.
Like we ask, yes.
Do you photograph cafes and street scenes to see what's wearing or not?
If it's Christmas season or it's like Valentine season, we have to collect all the window directing shots. We have to collect all the data. That's how you can predict what is going to be next. So you need enough information. Now information going more massive, like a gallery, like events, like on the street, because so much inspiration is from the street, like from New York. Many cosmopolitan got tons of information, just what were happening every day. So there's a lot to collect.
So now, was that you outside my window last night peeking in and taking notes?
No, you don't know. Yes.
Let me ask you, do you have like a kind of like a story or any kind of example? I know you work with the top 50, like Fortune 50 companies on all different types of things, if it's differentiating and assistance and so on. But like, do you have an example of a trend or something that we could recognize as something that has happened in the past that you were able to share with all of your clients that would make them all be on board having a launch at the same time, that kind of thing? Because I can picture it in the licensing world, but I'm trying to get a handle on forecast. Fashion.
A lot of people thought fashion, well, that's not for me. I really don't look into chasing after the colors. But actually, fashion is a mirror. It's actually reflecting whether we are a culture and what's happening every day. So there's a lot of trend. It's a long-term trend. For example, men and women. Okay. Women, recently, in the last 10 years, women are getting stronger and stronger. We can see a lot of president in different countries, they were female. Like a presidential election or a candidate is female, one of them. And a lot of CEO are female. So women just and getting stronger and stronger, empowered. So that reflect in the sales. Amazing, because the footwear accessory has actually rise a lot. And what is right is because there are a lot of the flat shoes being sold. The flat shoes normally used to be like a casual wear, mm-hmm. but now they're expensive
flat shoes. You can wear them to any formal occasion. Yeah. Why? Because
what's happened to my spike heels that I love to watch pass by?
Usually, and used to be, a woman wear high heel on formal occasion, but they won't be comfortable because now they're getting stronger. They really don't need to suffer themselves. Well, that's good news. And so the actually rise and the accessory sell the more and more formal flex shoes being sold. And so that's exactly how the culture was reflecting on our everyday wear and the accessory. And on the contrary, women are men. In men's case, in the last 10 years, men are so much encouraging to release their inner softness. So we see more stay-at-home dad. They're actually doing a very good job. We see a lot on the YouTube, right?
My brother's Mr. Mom, for sure. Yeah,
exactly. And they're actually doing a very good
sure
job.
I'm not sure I'd go for this inner softness. Yeah, you fought on here.
It's not your normal, but I love it.
It's also reflect on design because if on the catwalk, you can see a lot of men's shirts as have a lot of soft and floral print, as so romantic. As so in one seminar, I was trying to tell all the designer how the trend has been transformed. So I was using all the catwalk photo I picked, and I cover the head of the models.
This
and
is great. I love that. Yeah. So you don't know whether they're male or female.
Yes, exactly. I cover the head and I ask all the designer because this is how serious I have told them. It's been changing. The style been switching. Just guess which one is women's wear, which one is men's wear. Most of them get it wrong. And after 10 times get it wrong, they start guessing the opposite size.
Right.
They get it right.
Anything to get it right.
Well,
yeah.
It's a very interesting thing because the culture, if you watch this, we think that we make our own culture, and we do, but it's nudged from very powerful forces.
Yeah.
You were saying that women are getting stronger. Now, watch TV. Watch your television shows. This is what's happening. Show after show after show that has had a strong male lead is being replaced with a female lead. They don't want that. The librarian and leverage and so forth and so on. They're putting out the male lead. The other thing they're doing is that is fascinating. That you said that women are getting stronger.
Yeah,
I don't think they are physically, but on television they are. Show after it's you almost never see a big, powerful detective burlying in there. No, it's a woman who comes in and beats up the man or woman.
Absolutely. I love it. I'm like, yeah.
Okay,
it's always been that way. It just took you guys too long to figure it out.
Yes, I think your delusion about sexual dimorphism is really rather cunning, ladies. But nonetheless, what I'm saying is there are forces. Now, my dad used to say, every time you go to the store, you're voting with your dollars what you want to see produced.
Exactly.
Now, is that fashion? Is that what's happening now in fashion?
Exactly. It was so true. It is so true. Your dad was right. Yeah. Yeah, because actually, a lot of people thought the fashion has nothing to do with me. But actually, you do wear clothes. You do go shopping for some of the style you like. And every time you're shopping, what is going to be continued? Actually, you are contributing. Uh-huh. Whether you're buying actually as contributing is going to stay. All the fashion trend from all I ever know, it's always extended. It's never like suddenly disappearing. It's always extended to next season. And why it's extending? Some probably fading. It's extending because people are buying. And all the brand and the retailer, they always, they so much want to repeat what it was selling last season.
They
want
just do it again.
Television, everybody wants to do what sells.
Like,
Broadway's nothing but repeats.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking in my head of to political figures and celebrity women and so on with the scarf thing that has been going on progressively, I would say, probably the last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
You can see that now. When you're looking at someone, it's very common. But like you said, a woman who's empowered and wants to feel pretty doesn't need to wear a scarf that's made of wool that doesn't have any accessories to it. So then
they
started to become popular. And now they're like mainstream. And then what happens? Do they go out again and come back in a modified way or something? Or what happens? When you're sitting there trending and looking at the forecast 18 months from now, what do you think is going to happen? What are we looking at and what are we going to be wearing?
actually, as a, because I'm looking at the point of view for commercial production, so there's actually a lot of the different trend. Yeah, nowadays it's much more a different trend than used to be. Used to be just a very dominant trend, and now it's like a multi-diversity. And there's so much trend for all the different kind of style for different brand or different people. Yeah, so it's definitely there is a trend for you, and it's very difficult to say there's one trend for all. It's not that anymore.
So, like, when you're consulting to your clients and they're designers, they do, like you said, they know their audience. They know what it is that makes them differentiated from their competitors.
Yes.
But they also have to understand what the trend or whatever you call it, forecast is, so that they can make their product fit into what is going to be a kind of like the movement, but with their still name on it as their brand.
They always have the same struggling. Yeah. Mm. They want to repeat, like I say, they want to reproduce what they were selling, but they couldn't. They know they couldn't. But how much freshness they should put into the new product, that's always hesitating. Yeah. They need some professional or looking from, like us, looking at the trend very closely, focusedly, tell them that you can't do this, you cannot do that. Because they want to keep their old customer, but at the same time, they want to reach those ones, they couldn't come to their brand yet, then you have to develop something new. But they're not comfortable at going step out of their comfort zone. So even it's not just people, if the brand is worried about the same thing as well.
Right.
Should I try this one? Will my customer just walk away? Yeah. So they are always making tough decisions. And fashion is actually, it sounds fancy, but actually we're like a farmer, you know that. The farmer is like, we have the harvest for this season and we're putting to the market. And if it doesn't sell, if the season is out, and this no value for it.
Broccoli goes down, one grape goes up. What does that say?
How do you dress up a potato?
Well, now here, but there is something that I see you're saying. It's been said that incrementalism is the death of innovation, but it sounds like your fashion designers here who are making the choice, they've got their base, and they don't want to make great, revolutionary, bold fashion steps. They want to incrementalize. So are we going to see fashion increments, or are we going to burst forth into polyester pantsuits with bell bottoms or whatever? I mean, what is? Are we going to move revolutionarily, or are we going to go incrementally?
It actually depends on your brand, because many different brands have different character. Mm-hmm. Some brands are early adapter for the trend. Like, so their customer are early adapter, adapt any new trend. They could try anything.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. And some of the brand, and most of the brand, they're late adapter or midway. So they are slower, probably 6 months slower to adapting to trend. After it getting more popular, they feel more comfortable to get into it. So it really depends on each brand, how early, how late they are taking the new trend.
I'm curious about, just because I'm always into hearing this kind of behind the scenes stories. You know, we see, like, from the consumer seat, the celebrities, they go out on the red carpet and there they are and they're showing off those designer gowns, and they either get like a, oh my God, they're just beautiful, or oh my God, this is worse.
What was she thinking?
Yeah. Right. So in your shoes, because you're there, like, can you tell us, like, what happens in situations like that, especially because it's got to be a small world, like it is with every other industry, you know what I mean? You know everybody out there. What happens when there's just a, oh my God, that is the worst thing? What happens? Does it chill out, like, other lines that are coming down the pike or what?
We also collect the information, like, for the runway, for the red carpet, yeah. And the celebrity wearing, but actually it's not just a personal taste. It's actually the contrast. There a lot of things was involving, yeah. It's more than just what they like or dislike, yeah. So it's carefully arrangement. And sometimes they get good results, sometimes they don't. But whatever that is, it always show what's the what is going on right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As long as there's what is going on right now is piece of information, I know how to like get involved. It's going getting stronger or getting weak. If they say, no, we don't like this. Yeah, it's probably fading away. Uh-huh. If everybody like that, it probably will be extended trend. So everything was part of the information. Yes.
What a fun job.
This is it is amazing. And I think that someone comes up on the runway and the newest hot lovely walks down. She knows on her way into the Oscars or Emmys that she is a walking billboard. This is all very carefully engineered. It's not, she may say, oh, I've always loved sequins. Yeah, well, that's because her publicist met with a fashion designer and has said, take this billboard, put her in that. And the hot young lovely says, yes, sir. And
please.
But now what I want to know is, all right, for you two, that would work because you're both gorgeous women. And that's fine. But I would say clothes models, for instance, are hired not because they're particularly anything, but because they make clothes look good, mm-hmm. which is why Playboy Playmates do not, with beautiful, gorgeous figures that men like, do not there because they would not make the clothes look good. They make themselves look good. And you're not so the point is that – what about all the women who are under 5'8" and yet they don't weigh 98 pounds soaking wet? In other words, what about all the fashion models that you see are wearing things that don't fit the other 99.9% of real human women?
Yeah, really. How do you deal with, like, do you get involved with that at all? Like, do you guys really take away, like, the perfect into the trend forecasting? How do you deal with that?
Actually, we're fasting. What we were talking about, like a red carpet, that's already, it's product already made. We are facing with the product still yet to be produced. So that means there's all kinds of product. There's a kind of product only for a little bit larger size women. They're product for any kind of, yeah. So we're facing at the very starting point. And you were just talking about, like, people maybe older or senior. There's a very interesting trend because now, because people are living longer.
The population is getting older is what you're saying.
Look, exactly.
The mean is getting older.
Terrifying.
In China, the mean is 27.
AARP lingerie line.
Right. This is it. Uh-huh.
According to the research, actually.
Yeah, they're using Velcros on underwear now. It's a lot easier.
There's
China,
only certain colors. Yellow's out, right?
Look at the time. We have to go. Ladies, say something intelligent to overcome this, if you would, Emily.
Yeah. Okay. Just what we're talking about. And actually, in year 2030, I think the senior population will be twice of 2000. So that means
wow.
That's our research.
Intense.
Yeah. So actually, and everybody knows that the senior people, actually, the population and. Another issue is they actually have the money to spend rather than than young people. So you can see everybody changing the gear for fashion industry. If you pay attention next time, when you in the magazine, the commercial or the advertisement, a lot of a fashion brand, they now focus on family value. When they talk about family value, means they're including the gray hair and everybody in this fashion image, which means if you're senior, you still have to wear fashionable. So they want you to be their target customer as well. So even that culture is adapting to the fashion trend. So you will see more and more gray hair model nowadays than years before.
It makes total sense. And especially the way that they communicate, like if you're marketing to the family, and the family is such a changed family, the grandmother's babysitting and all that, and then the kids have the electronics and they're so high tech, and they're dressing how they are, how does that make the...
Well, this goes back to your question, Jeannie, about are there different trends, do you predict different for different age groups, for the little tyke going off to school, for the teenager who is burgeoning into just that perfect outfit wear to the older person? I mean, and now that you're lumping them all as a family, and are you putting them all in yellow? Or how you?
Yes, actually, for forecasting, 8 months ahead always come with the most important general trend. And then by developing, we go, because for production, we will go into more detail for menswear, womenswear, kidswear, or young fashion, yeah, for all, because they need to have the detail, like what's the shape is like. We need to have the details.
I have a question. You know, I say like around Easter time, as an example, mm-hmm. the holidays are coming up.
Yes.
You start to see the advertisements and you see like, particularly, I want to say around Easter time for like sure. Burlington Coat Factory, or excuse me, Burlington. It's not Coat Factory anymore, right? Uh-huh. And they put these commercials out and there's this lovely family and they've got the pigtails and the bows yeah. and the dress up. And I'm always like, wow, that family's got it so together. And then like when it comes to that kind of fashion forecasting, do you still see really families dressing as they should, or is it becoming more and more casual? What's the flavor of the holiday?
During the holiday?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Holiday, there's a certain kind of atmosphere. So say if we are arranging for the product or giving the suggestion for the first half a year, it always be a concern about Valentine's. Uh-huh. And the later half a year, it always comes related to holidays. Yeah. Mm. And holidays, they always about, yeah, you want some red.
Red, I was going to say. Oh, exactly. Yeah. Like they
you're wearing today. Yeah.
Yep. It's holidays, my mind.
Yeah, there was something that was
that's because
there.
She's passionate. That's why she wears.
There was something was there, but because your customer not buying the same thing and same thing over again, so there needs some twist, new freshness. And what is that? So everybody's looking for it.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. That's what our job is.
It must be so rewarding when you find a breakthrough. You know, that's something that you're. I wanted to hear also. You were talking about how when you make presentations and you were talking about your photograph without the gender.
Yes.
What do you do? Who is your audience when you're standing up speaking?
I was, in the last 13 years, I'm working with a manufacturing and the retailer brands. And we continue, a lot of them, we're working with them over 10 years.
Now, these are your individual clients who have...
Yes.
Have
so interesting.
Yes.
Huge companies that has big ears on the logo, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right.
And what we do is before they start the product development, we give them in their company, we give them the trend briefing because they could do the work by themselves. But, you know, the designer and the buyer, they're so busy to digest all what is going on in this world is a big job. Mm-hmm. So by having a seminar, like a 4-hour seminar, they know whether everybody, all the buyer, all the designer, everybody in the marketing, everybody is on the same page, and they can go for product development for the next season. So that's what I do, just like coach before the season started. Let's get into that map. And later on, a lot of customer, retailer or manufacturing, they still have a hesitation. What color? How, for example, neon is the fashion new color. But I'm doing
what is the new fashion color?
I mean, neon. I'm just giving an example.
Oh, okay.
Like a neon,
okay.
Yeah, neon color. So say, but is there a string color? How am I going to use it? I'm freaking going to scare my customer away.
I remember when that neon orange came out, like in the 80s or something, right? And it was just all.
Yes.
Nobody's seen anything other than like a burgundy or something.
Right. We went from like, shag green rugs into neon, and it was not an easy transition, my friend.
So they need to know, how should they adapt that freshness into their product? Mm-hmm. Because information is all about how you're going to adapt into. How am I doing this? So I'm giving them the consultancy, how we do that. How we can evolve into something their customer will accept, and which will love it. And so that's a very tough decision, but that's a very important decision. How much they should do, how much freshness they should go into their product. Yeah.
Just curious, like a typical, I know that that's a bad question to try to say there's a typical type of designer company, but just for those of us who don't know anything about it, except for we see Armani or whatever we see, I don't even know. But how many people do they employ as really, like they have their manufacturing, which is with the products being made, then they have the designing team, right? Then they have you as a consultant giving them the trend stuff. And then are there a lot more people? I mean, I know that sounds like a stupid question, but just trying to figure out, like you say, the investment and the convincing of them to go in a certain way with your trending. How many people are you talking to when you're working with your team?
I work with so many kind of structure. Yeah, they're big enterprises group. They actually have handling all different kind of product. They are also small as the personal studio. They're designer. They also working on their own piece, which they are so busy. It doesn't matter the size, but in fashion industry, you need information because it all matters. You got to know what is going to sell, what you're going to produce. And it's not artistic expression. You do want to create something which everybody will accept and sell. So it's really about this selling. Yeah,
it's all about selling, but this is just so much fun, Bar. Isn't
it? Great. Yeah.
I'm learning so much. All right. Emily Liu from fashiontrendpost.com, along with Bart Jackson, publisher of Bart's Books and The Art of the CEO Radio. We're going to go to our break of Talented People. It's 3:43 already on the 2nd of November. Thanks for listening, and we hope you're enjoying our show.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're back here in Talented People in Studio, 3:46 on November 2nd. Our guest today in studio is Emily Liu from Fashion Trend Post, and we're talking about talented people, and we have Bart Jackson, of course, talented person here, but we're also talking about talented people and the talent behind the talented people. When you see these brands out there, and you're like, oh my goodness, I recognize them, and they are coming from expertise from the person that we have in our studio today, Emily Liu, who actually is a forecaster and owner. So, Bart, you were going to add on to this.
Yeah, I was going to department stores have changed. I go into a department store now, and they're into the apparel section. And here's Calvin Klein. Here's Tommy Hilfiger. Each brand has captured a chunk of space in that department store.
Yes.
And that's different. So what I want to know, I'm Bart Jackson. I am a designer. I have made clothes that every man wants to wear. They're old and shoddy to begin with, so and thus every man wants to wear them on weekends. All right, so I'm a designer. Now, what does it take for a designer to get that space in the coveted department stores, in the JCPenney's, the Lord & Taylor's, the Macy's, and so forth and so on? What's it take?
Different department store and different city. I'll say department store in Asia, they're running a different way from different store in the States and in Europe. But firstly, a department store like a bigger brand. They have their own character. They have a department to screen whether it's for them, whether it's not.
So there's firstly, a Lord and Taylor look is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, they want to stay consistent with their own brand,
exactly.
Right?
Sure.
And they have, yeah.
So,
interesting.
Yeah. And also, they're not every brand want to get into a department store, like in Asia. Oh. Because department store actually, this contract, they actually charge a lot for promotion, doing the same promotion. Like, is it like in Asia, some brands, they want to operate individual so they can control whether they're about the selling price or everything. So it really depends on the brand, how to operate. What do they think as their marketing, their audience, their customer is. So it is not that every brand want to get into department store. Because in department store, you have the same consistent image and everything. Some brand, like, doesn't like that. So it really depends on the brand character.
So it might be better for me to move into individual boutiques or something like that.
Well, it's interesting. It like we were talking about, what I'm thinking in my head is it's almost like, okay, you have a Lord & Taylor. You know the look and feel of the different departments within the store. And it's almost like you were saying, you had a clothing line for men over 50 that don't really want to be as dressed up as maybe somebody else who's going to work in New York City. So it's almost like a book publisher. Don't pitch me a children's book if I'm publishing leadership titles, right?
Right, exactly.
You're a designer, your stuff in the right place. And I think it's fascinating what you were talking about as to the charges, like the placement and slotting fees. We learn all about this from our guests, but we haven't ever talked to anyone in the fashion industry before talking about those costs that the designer has to put out to be able to play. So,
And also for retailer, now a lot of selling, especially for fashion items. Now, even Macy or a lot of big retailer, they are facing challenging because the internet sales are doing much, much better.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have the certain kind of a chart and a lot of things who created all the cost. And used to be when the internet just started, people thought the luxury item could not be sold over the internet.
Before
they have to feel the fabric. You have to, but it wasn't that case because a lot of internet brand was actually running luxury goods very well. So now even the department store or retailer, they really struggling and battling with internet sales.
Absolutely.
Even though people want to see if it fits.
But they don't go in the stores. I mean, I think there's a lot of factors involved now. Like there's a lot of terrorism, and people don't want to go to the malls in the first place. They got enough problems with the economy, much less adding in all the fear tactics and stuff. People just shop from their house, and they get the great here. You can return 100%. We'll pay
exactly.
the shipping.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to
more
try
experience.
You can buy a size 10 and a size 8 and a size 12. See what fits, and send the other ones back just to be sure. You don't have to worry.
Obviously, you are much more self.
Let me explain to you.
A little masculine, feminine difference here. Okay.
Okay.
Because you're fashion people. All right. You should know how men buy clothes versus women. Women are hunters. They go to the department store or online and they browse. They want a blouse, so they see an excellent, beautiful blouse. It doesn't matter. They want to see every possible available blouse. They browse like picking berries in a field. Men are a little different. Men, I need a shirt. All right. My shirt is 17.5 by 34. All right. I've got one there. Shirt. I tromp into the store. Hey, shirt. Hey, size. Got it.
Is
shirt.
That,
I want blue.
Is
done.
That true? Is that you're the trend
you
expert?
Bet you're
I know
right
you
that
know
is.
What you do. I know you. I agree with you because I do agree with you, but I don't know if that's true or not. You're the trend.
Well, you're the trend. So, am I right or wrong?
And men's patterns.
There's a part of there's this kind of men. Yes, and when they buy a lot.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I know.
Says,
yeah.
Get some clothes
yeah.
on. So
yeah. They buy tons of that. Like, they buy one time. They buy a lot. But actually, according to the research, men are more and invest more and more on their appearance. Especially 10 years ago, since the economy sludge and everybody felt because the economy was not so good and probably they were cut down the cost. But by actually we see the research, men actually spend more on appearance than women because when their job is not secure, they find they need to look good even than before.
It makes total sense. Even yes. in the recession back in the 40s, they were saying about the women with the makeup. They didn't have a penny, but they're still buying Lancome.
Yes, yeah. They're actually men that spend more. Men are spending more, and they have an increase of the sales than women. Mm-hmm. And the men, also for the last 10 years, the men's shape of the suits and the, it's getting changed. It becomes more fitted.
I was going to say, yeah, you watch all the like the shows out.
Exactly.
And you can see the they're dressed cool. I like their
everybody
styles.
Everybody is getting less and less formal. I mean,
except for this market that she's talking about, which I see those guys. They've got the cool yes. look. They care about their hair. They care about their shoes.
Yes.
They've got some really expensive attire.
It may be a t-shirt, but it's part of an ensemble that has been very carefully put together. Well, and that's what you're saying.
I only see it. So, I'm saying I do agree. Yeah, and that, yes. It's kind of like the 30. Is it like exactly. the 25 to 35 year olds or so? Maybe 40?
Even larger than that.
Really?
Even the Macy or a major department store. And then the expand. And the men's area. Uh-huh. They put on more gadgets. They put on more electronic things to attract men because men like to shop for themselves now.
Yeah.
Even you don't buy too often, you're probably buying a lot when you
my
shopping.
Son, yeah. One of our sons, is he's a clothes horse. He really is. Uh-huh. He spends more money on his sweaters and stuff totally on a low budget, part-time, half-time college, budget.
Yeah.
And he comes home with clothes from the mall where you could buy the same thing on the internet. It's
exactly, yes.
All I can only say, I'm only going to say this on behalf of some people I know out there who are probably agreeing with me, is I'm kind of envious of these guys that are getting these awesome, cool-looking suits and stuff that make them look great because when you have a bad season, to your point about forecasting and trending and stuff, it's like I just sometimes will go to 5 different stores and I see the same kind of things. I think it was kind of like florals last year. Hope to God it's going away. Because if it doesn't work for you, and that's the trend, like you're saying, that people are actually really into it, you can't find anything that isn't the trend, which is to what you do. So I'm not criticizing what you're saying. I'm only saying it's crazy interesting. And it is hard on us that when we don't fit in the trend, like I'm stuck in the 80s, you can't find anything to wear.
You know, there is a huge difference now. For instance, when I went to school, you can open up my yearbook and the yearbook of the people 10 years before and 10 years after and say, oh, okay, I know what year he graduated in. Look at all the outfits. And there was a same. True. Now you walk into high school and the girls – the guys are trying to pretend they're tough and looking like they're in jail, which is something that men do. But pushing them, pushing their fashion into where it belongs. The women, the girls in high school are wearing a much, much broader range of stuff because they're doing what they think looks good on them, which is what you're saying, right, Jeannie?
Yeah, but I'm also I'm going to hear from Emily, the expert here, but there's also the other side of it where that a lot of the, like I want to say that the really high-end CEOs in the Silicon Valley type thing, these guys will wear a t-shirt and a pair of jeans on purpose, and they started that way back with Facebook kind of thing, right?
Right.
And so you'll see that's is that going away in the trending? Because I know that the guys we're talking about that we're watching on the reality shows and stuff, I love them. They look really good, but it's interesting. What's the trend in that way? Are they being more casual at the upper levels, and or are they not? I don't know.
You mean the trend of the CEO?
Of the CEO type of level where that, because I'm reading it just yesterday in CNN or something that about how dress down days, casual days at the office, all this stuff is happening.
Yeah.
Is the trend going more towards being dressed up, or is it just a certain age group, or is there something going on with that?
It really depends on personal taste, but there's a big trend, which is technology, IT industry, like Apple, and the fashion industry. A lot of CEO will switch. Mm-hmm. Switching. Yeah.
Tech leading us?
We only have one more minute.
Male fashion? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I hear. Go ahead.
Fashion leading us? Who is leading?
It's because it's very interesting because a lot of CEO at the fashion industry go for working for IT industry, like for Apple, because they want to sell like a boutique. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the CEO from IT industry like go work for fashion brand because they want to sell over internet.
Oh.
So, I think eventually it will merge. Yeah, people getting more tech, more techy, more fashionable. Yeah, that's the, yeah, they're going to merge.
I think you're right on that trend for sure. That's so interesting.
I am sure, yes.
Okay, so it's the talented people at the end of the show already. It's 357. Emily Liu, fashiontrendpost.com, forecaster, owner. And so cool to have you here today. Thanks
Thank
so much
you.
For coming. And as always, Bart Jackson, the biggest time host of all radio for The Artist CEO, most popular show I've ever seen. And congratulations on that. And thank you guys
for
being here. Talented people, I'm Jeannie Murphy signing off at 357. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you next Wednesday morning on Raising Conscious Kids at 11, filling in for Kim Pramatic, and then again, Talented People next Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening, making us number one. We appreciate it.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
An attack on our police is an attack on all of us.
Donald Trump talking to supporters today about the shooting in Iowa that left two police officers dead. Trump said that he and millions of Americans have the back of our law enforcement officers.
To all the great men and women of law enforcement, I want you to know we're with you, we support you, and we will stand by you.
Police in Iowa say the suspect in the shooting, Scott Green, surrendered himself to a member of the Department of Natural Resources.
He flagged down an employee of the DNR, presented his ID to that employee, and asked that that employee call 911.
A key gasoline pipeline supplying the East Coast could reopen by Saturday after being shut down in a deadly explosion that killed one and injured five. Colonial Pipeline says the shutdown will affect gas supplies to the southeast and maybe the northeast. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
How many times have you asked yourself, what's the point? After reading some off-the-wall social media post where quality of content takes a backseat to quantity of clicks. Now we're doing something about that. Introducing The Point at westernjournalism.com. I'm Norval Rose, executive editor at The Point. Our clear, concise, compelling content will get you right to the point in each and every post. Smartly presented, sharply defined. You'll see what really matters. Content with perspective and purpose. We promise a